Now, will you notice, there's some other things that are revealed here that we would not know otherwise if our Lord did not reveal them. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. Now there is a great gulf fixed. The body of believers today go into the grave, return to the dust. But the spirit returns to God, goes into his presence, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Where do the lost go? They go to the place of torment. And when it says our Lord descended into hell, he descended into the paradise section, and he took that and took it into God's presence. And the day is coming when Hades will be cast into the lake of fire. Men will no longer go there at all. You see, the body is merely our physical house in which we live today. Death, we move out of these old houses. I have been preaching for years that the modern method of burial is pagan and heathen, of attempting to cremate a body. I do not think that is Christian at all. The Greeks cremated, the Egyptians embalmed. The modern Parsi puts them in a hammock, let the birds pick the bones. The Aztec digs a hole and drops them in it. The Hindus cremate and scatter the ashes in the Ganges. Well, you can do anything you want to with this old house after we move out. Even the word cemetery is a word that's quite interesting. It's the place where you put the body of your loved ones. It's a house like an inn or a motel. That's where you put the body of your loved one, and you put them there, and the body is asleep. But the spirit goes immediately. It's absent from the body, present with the Lord. Heaven's a place, friends, and the moment that you die, you're either going there or to the place where you ultimately will be judged and then cast into the lake of fire. But the point is that God never intended human beings to go there. It was made for the devil and his angels. You have to choose that yourself, you see. And there's a great gulf fixed. You can't go, he makes it clear, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. In other words, you make your decision in this life, friend. You don't get a second chance after this life. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Now listen to this. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they'll repent. Now that's what a great many people think. He said unto him, listen to this, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And I think our Lord must have smiled when he gave this part of it, the end of this parable, because there's one that has come back from the dead, and he's that one. And they don't believe him any more than they believe Moses and the prophets. He was certainly accurate there.